Welcome to the Beginner Photography Podcast. Today, I'm going to show you the one thing that you're going to do in 2021 to become a better photographer. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Beginner Photography Podcast, a weekly podcast for those who believe that moments matter most and that a beautiful photo is more than just a sum of its settings. A show for those who want to do more with the gear they have to take better photos today. And now, your host, Raymond Hatfield.
Welcome back to this episode of the Beginner Photography Podcast. This is weird for me because this episode is going to come out in 2021, but it's not technically 2021 for me yet. I'm recording this, a few days ago. So tomorrow's going to be New Year's Eve. So it's like, I'm talking to myself in the future. I'm talking to you in the future. And I think that always lends itself to this time of year, is that we always look to the future. In December, we always look to the future for what the new year is going to become. And 2020 was a year where we were all excited for this moment that has come upon us right now. I think that collectively, people are, pretty happy that 2020 is over, and then looking forward to 2021 and everything that it may bring, or everything that it, won't bring, I guess, you could say. But this year, looking forward, we're thinking about our photography, and we're thinking about, what it is that we are going to do to become better photographers. Because when I was in film school, I was young, 19, I believe. And I remember to become a cinematographer, to become a world-class cinematographer, to become, well-known, I guess, there is a union to join. It's called Local 600, and it's a camera union. And I remember the first time hearing really about – now, my stepdad, he was in a truck driver's union. He was a truck driver. So, I understood the basic concept of a union and kind of how it works. But when I found out what the membership dues were to be in a union, I thought to myself, what? This is great. Why are we doing this? Why don't people just kind of show up for work, do their work based upon their, their past experience or their merit, and then we just make this happen? And I remember thinking to myself in that moment, is joining a union even something that I would even consider doing? I don't know if it is. And another camera assistant, who has become very well known to this day, at least in the camera assisting world, I guess, told me, he said something that was really poignant, which was, if you plan on doing this legitimately, why would you not join the union? That's just part of it. That's how it works. And not in this overall systemic way of it's been built to kind of keep you down. But it's if that's the way that you become recognized, if that's the way that you grow, then why would you not do that? Why would you not do that? Essentially, you would be doing it just so that you yourself wouldn't have to pay membership dues. And that is crazy. So we always have to be looking forward. And even if there's something that right now maybe doesn't make sense, we still have to kind of, we can kind of push that to the side and work on ourselves for the time being. And that's really what I want to talk about today, right? How are we going to grow here in 2021? By the way, 9 times out of 10, I have some sort of basic outline for how a podcast episode is going to go. But it's early in the morning. I just had my first cup of coffee and I thought, this is what we're talking about today. So I'm going on nothing here. So this is going to be a wild ride. So just hold on, okay? So again, here we are, 2020, or 2021 rather, and there is a lot of excitement for the coming year and things that are going to happen and ideas that we want to do and implement into our photography, because at the end of the day, we want to be better photographers, and we want to be a better photographer for pretty much one reason. And that is to leave something behind. And whether that means right now it feels like we want to photograph because it's a creative release, that is still a feeling of leaving something behind, right? You want to create. I feel like we have this urge to create as humans so that we can in some deep psychological sense, we want to create so that we can prove that we existed. Does that make sense? So like when we're gone, we have proof of our existence because, as we all know, you know, we got one life, we're going to live it, and then what happens after that? You know, we think about people who we have lost in the past, and without getting too deep, those who made some sort of contribution created something, and now we remember them today. Whether they created simple memories within you, and then that's it, or they created, you know, something large that everybody uses today. Whatever that was, something was created, and it is now being left behind for you to enjoy. And that is how we remember people who have passed. So in some strange sense, I think that we as humans understand that, and we are using photography as a way for us to leave something behind for when we're gone. Maybe it doesn't feel like that today. And, you know, maybe I'm totally off base here. But, you know, today we are doing things to create. And I feel like if we create anything, if you create anything, then you are an artist. You are a creative person. And it really wasn't until I read Mark Silber's book, Create, that I really understood this concept. Before, if you were to ask me, you know, who is an artist? Maybe I'd say, you know, you got to wear a beret. You got to, you know, walk around with a notepad and keep, you know, you have all these influx of ideas that you just have to get down on paper and you got to get them out. And then you have to like work diligently on those things and almost avoid everything else in your life. Every other possible responsibility to be able to, you know, create this one thing that is in your head. Like, that is an artist. But it wasn't until, like I said, I read Mark Silber's book, Create, that I really understood that, oh my gosh, literally everything that we do can be a form of creativity. Everything. And Mark shares an example of how he was redoing his kitchen, right? And obviously he wasn't doing the kitchen remodeling. He was having contractors come in. But in order to get a new kitchen done, him and his wife had to reimagine what the kitchen would look like. And he broke it down into like technical steps. You know, first we start off, you know, getting design inspiration. Or, you know, first we talk about, you know, the things that we wish were different about the kitchen, like from a function standpoint. What is it that we want to do that maybe we're being held back on right now? And you list those things down because now those are priorities. And then you look at the design inspiration. And then you kind of figure out in your kitchen, well, what could work great here? Because, you know, we have this window here and we have, you know, this thing. Well, that has to stay here. So what can we do around this? And there was something about that where I was thinking in my head, the idea of writing or going through a kitchen remodel, which it just sounds terrible to me. It sounds terrible. It doesn't sound like anything that I want to do with the immense amount of options that are available, you know, constant second guessing. Well, you know, am I choosing the right cabinets? Am I choosing the right appliances? That just seems to me like too much and nothing that I want to be a part of. So hearing him kind of break it down, hearing Mark break it down into something that was more my language, I guess, as a photographer, we're very visual people. And I think that we have an ability to create in our head possibly better than others, or at least we pay attention to it more so than others, maybe. And then, as I said, just hearing him talk about that process really made something click that everything, even little everyday mundane tasks, can be turned into a form of practicing creativity. And when we create things, we are an artist. We as humans are artists. There was a lot of silence there, and I really wanted that to sink in with you, because in 2021, there needs to be a shift in the way that we shoot. And from talking with you, from talking with other listeners in the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group, and getting emails from other listeners as well, there have been several things that have, you know, been made very clear to me as far as what it is that you're struggling with and what you're feeling as photographers. And one of the things, you know, is imposter syndrome or feeling like your gear is not adequate or, you know, being held back by time. I don't have enough time to do this. I don't, you know, I can't be creative because I don't have time. I got work. I got kids. You know, I got a family. When I get home, I can't just, you know, be gone for hours, you know, going out and shooting. And I want to first and foremost say that I completely understand all of that. I am in a very similar, you know, position where my wife works a traditional job and she'll be gone, you know, 12 plus hours a day, and I'm at home with the kids. And for me, especially now in the winter, you can't just get out, you know, and go shoot something. Maybe in the spring or the summertime, you can go out and they're playing in the sprinkler and you can take photos of that and, you know, get some practice in. But, you know, here in the winter, at evenings, when things kind of calm down, you cannot do that. So I understand where you're coming from. And this isn't about like, now here we go, I'm going to just completely, you know, obliterate everything that I said that I completely understand. What I'm trying to say here is that a lot of the issues that we're facing are mindset issues. And I'm not saying that you don't have time, right? I'm not saying that, you know, you don't have the right equipment or all these things. I'm not saying that, but because, you know, maybe that's true. Maybe all that you have is like the, you know, Canon XT, you know, the camera that I started with. I can't imagine shooting today with that camera. And it's from 2006, 2007, you know, like it's a very old camera, very slow autofocus. And from a technical standpoint, it was left in the dust a decade ago. And yet, you know, there are still photographers out there shooting with it today. But my point being is that if we start looking at things through the lens of we are artists and we are creating things rather than what settings do I use here, what lens do I need to get this, I have to upgrade my camera, I don't have any time. But we truly believe and we tell ourselves we are artists. If we create anything, we are artists. Then suddenly all those prior things that are holding us back do not matter as much. Because if I were to ask you, what is the job of an artist? What would you say? What is the job of an artist? And it's going to be, like, no matter what it is going to be to create something, to think of something, and then to create it so that you can put it out in the world. Something starts in your head, you visualize it, you create it, and then you put it out in the world. That is the job of an artist. So if you think of yourself less as, here's where the issue comes, because I say that, you know, we always need to have some sort of beginner mindset so that we don't feel like we don't need to learn anything, because there's always something to learn and everybody knows something that we don't, right? So we can always talk to somebody about something and learn something new. And once you come from this angle of, oh, well, I mean, me in my personal life, I could say I'm a professional photographer. I've been shooting for, you know, 20 years now almost, you know, not professionally, but I've been shooting. I've had a camera in my hand for 20 years. You know, what is there to learn? And then once you say that, there's some sort of block in your brain that now no longer wants to hear anybody else's opinions or techniques or their education. But I don't think that that's you, because if you're listening to this podcast, you know that you want to become a better photographer. You know that there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be. And you're hoping that by listening to this podcast, you're going to pick up a piece of information, or you're going to find, you know, one more breadcrumb on the trail that's going to lead you that one step or two steps closer to where it is that you want to be. But at the same time, we still need a level, a baseline level of confidence, not only in what we're doing, but who we are, who we are. And again, say it with me. We are artists. Say, I am an artist. Say your name, and then I am an artist. My name is Raymond. I'm Raymond, and I'm an artist. I am Raymond, and I am an artist. I am Raymond, and I am an artist. I'm just imagining like thousands of people like in like a stadium right now saying, you know, I am Raymond, I'm an artist. And then, anyway, and that's part of that creative, envisioning that we have in our head, you know, imagining just the amount of people who are saying this with us right now. Because once we have this ability to tell ourselves who we are, then nothing can stop us. It is our job to create art because we're artists and artists create. It's this circle. We have to create because we're artists, and because we're an artist, we have to create something. It's this never-ending cycle, right? But what is it that we do with art? See, how are we going to become, how is this going to help us become a better photographer in 2021? Because who cares, you know? What if you are new to photography? What if 2 weeks ago you just got your first camera? It was under the tree, or you went to Costco and you got that bundle pack and it has like some extra lenses, memory card, like you are ready to go. And you start taking photos and they're not what I see in my head. This is not the scene that I see in front of me. And once again, there's that gap. So how is saying to yourself that you are an artist, that you need to create, how is simply saying that going to make you a better photographer in 2021? Again, a lot of it is mindset. A lot of it is mindset and telling yourself who you are. But going forward, we as artists who are creating things, what do... Hey, Raymond here. If you're sometimes baffled by which camera settings to use, then I've got just the thing for you. My free guide, Picture Perfect Camera Settings. It's a fantastic starting point for anybody eager to understand the basics of camera settings in various shooting scenarios. And it's tailored to beginners who want to get out of auto mode, providing clear, easy-to-follow suggestions on where to start with your settings. So whether you're capturing a stunning landscape or a family portrait, Picture Perfect Camera Settings will help you to get off of automatic mode and explore the possibilities your camera offers. Remember, mastering photography settings is a journey, and this guide is your first step and the perfect resource to guide you towards finding the right settings for your style. So grab your copy today at perfectcamerasettings.com and start your journey to better photos.
I haven't. There's this photographer, and many of you maybe have heard of her, Vivian Maier. And Vivian Maier lived, I believe, in the 30s, and she was a nanny for a family. So she took care of the children, and they would, I believe they were in New York, and they would just walk around the city. And Vivian Maier always had a camera on her, and she took photos all the time, street photos, portraits on the street, you know, photos of just interesting things happening, self-portraits, and she never shared any of those photos. In fact, the people who were closest to her, people who would say that, who would consider themselves very close friends of Vivian, didn't even know that she was taking photos. And at the time of her death, she had more than 100,000 negatives, film negatives, that she had in a chest. And it went to an auction. I don't know the whole story about, you know, this chest that she had of all of her photos and how it made it to an auction, because I think she was still alive at that point. Regardless, that's not important to the story. When all of these negatives were discovered and they were went through, an artist was found. When these photos were shared with the world, the art world pretty much went nuts. You know, how is it that somebody this good, with this
attention to detail when it comes to light and composition and exposure and expression, working with people. How is it that somebody this good at photography can keep these things hidden? And it almost felt like, I don't want to say, what's the right word that I'm trying to find here? It almost felt like we were duped, right? As if this body of work is really something special and deserves to be shared with the world. Now, what I'm not saying here is that every photo that you take needs to be shared. Every photo that you take needs to be posted on Instagram, needs to be on Facebook. You know, I know that when you're first getting started, you may feel like, oh, I don't know if this is good enough to post. You know, I'm still learning. Who am I to post here on Instagram, you know, where there's thousands of millions of photographers who are much further along in their journey than I am? Who am I to post this, right? I understand that. And I get that feeling. And that's fine. You know, if you don't feel comfortable posting your work because you're new to photography, that's okay. That's okay. I get it. You know, this is kind of a separate story, but kind of related. I've always been interested in playing the bass. I've had 5 bass guitars my entire life, and I've sold 5 bass guitars because I never learned how to play them, right? Well, this year I decided, you know what? I'm going to take it seriously. I'm actually going to take the time to learn because this is something that I've always enjoyed, right? I've enjoyed the sound of it. I've enjoyed the playing aspect. I just didn't know how to play it. So I got a bass guitar, and I'm just watching, you know, a course on getting started in bass photography, or bass photography. Wow, listen to me, in playing the bass. And my son Charlie, who I is very musically inclined. I mean, he can hear a song and pick it up on a piano, and he's 8, like very talented musically. I'm just blown away by him. And he walked into my office where I was just practicing, and it was just like finger exercises, right, to strengthen up the fingers. And he was like, that is so cool, like, can I please record this and put it on YouTube? And I thought to myself, like, no. No, like, I'm just practicing here. I am of no level for you to be able to take what I'm doing right now and to share it with the world. Because, you know, maybe it'll be taken out of context. Somebody's going to watch it and be like, wow, is this your first day playing? And then that's going to, you know, hurt my feelings. And then I'm not going to want to play anymore, you know, whatever it is. And I understood in that moment, and this was just, what, 2 days ago, I understood in that moment, oh my gosh, this is how new photographers feel right now. You know, you're taking photos, but I can't share this. I don't know enough about photography to be able to share this to like this photo or this music that I was playing in that moment was not being played in an educational sense. I wasn't trying to teach people how to play bass, and it definitely wasn't made for entertainment because I was just practicing finger exercises to strengthen up my fingers, right? And as you as a photographer right now may be thinking to yourself, I can't share this photo. Like, this isn't good enough to inspire somebody to take a better photo. And this isn't, you know, anything entertaining. It's just a photo of my morning coffee, my cat, you know, whatever it is. I can't share this because I'm too new. And that I understand. And if you're in that place, I get it. I understand. But you are going to get to a point to where you feel comfortable enough with your camera in your hand to be able to see something, visualize it in your head, and be able to get the shot. Where you're going to be able to, you know, oh, wow, that looks pretty nice. Like, this light looks pretty nice right here. Oh, let's see, you know, pull up my camera. I'll probably start at F1.8. You know, I have my nifty 50 here. I'll start at an F1.8 because it's a pretty low light situation here. Candles don't put off a lot of light. I'll probably have an ISO of, like, I don't know, 1,000 maybe? All right. And then my shutter speed, the camera says 1/30th of a second is correct. So I'll go ahead and take the picture. And then you look at it and you think, oh, well, that's not exactly what I had in mind. But it's not totally dark, and it's not, you know, just a white image because it's all the way blown out. I got kind of close. Okay. And then over time,
you're going to just hone those skills even more when you look at your settings. Oh, actually, this same candle setting, actually, it needs an f2.8, not an f1.8. It needs a 2.8, and it needs a little bit faster of a shutter speed, because I know that because the whole environment here, this image is dim, but it's actually supposed to be dim. So I'm okay with my light meter saying that this image should be one stop underexposed. And then you take the photo again, much closer, much closer. And it's going to be at that point to where you realize, oh my gosh, I'm not just fumbling around in the dark. I have some sort of guide, right? I have some sort of knowledge to be able to move forward, and I'm making progress in this, and I am going to be able to grow as a photographer. And then I think, you know, once you get a few photos that, hey, I saw the scene, I visualized it, I took a shot, didn't work, you know, reworked on my settings, took it, and it was better. And you've done that, you know, for a few weeks, a few months, and that you really feel like you're getting the hang of it. That is when you, something's going to change for you, that you're going to think, you know what, I'm going to post this on Facebook. I'm going to share this. But at that point, it'll probably be because the subject is interesting, right? You're probably not going to share those photos of just like interesting light. It'll be, whoa, look at this bird that I caught today. And then you're going to post that photo without telling everybody, you know, oh, I tried real hard with my settings and then this didn't work. And turns out, you know, when you're outdoors and you're photographing wildlife, you should probably have a, you know, aperture of f8 so that you have a, you know, good depth of field. It's not going to be about that. It's going to be about the subject. And then people are going to say, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. And that is going to give you the confidence to continue to keep posting. And then at that moment, your job as an artist is obviously to create, but to no longer hide your work. Your job as an artist is to learn who you are as a person, the story that you want to tell, because we all have a unique perspective of the world, and then capturing that story with your camera, no matter what it is, right? No matter what it is. If the story that you want to tell, you're able to capture with your camera, then you should share that photo with the world. Art will always make the world a better place. Art is never something that somebody's going to look at it and well, again, what's the word I'm looking for here? Because people have been upset with art. People have been, I think overall collectively, right? Art is one of the most powerful things that we as humans can create, because it is very expressive and it is about our feelings and our emotions. And I think that as a guy, it can be hard sometimes to talk about those things, your feelings and your emotions, but it is still a way to be expressive with feelings and just doing something creative. I know that when I go to a wedding, I'm not thinking to myself like, oh, I have so many feelings inside. How do I get them out? And that's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is that I, and so do you, see the world in a unique way. How can I show the world what I see? And not from a, you know, I am more important than everybody else point of view, but as a, let's see how we all see the world in a shared perspective. Because you will never see the world how I see the world, and I will never see the world how you see the world. But if I see your images and I see your body of work, I'm going to get a much better idea of who you are as a person and how you see the world and how you tell the stories that are important to you. And what more could you want to leave behind? What more could you want to do to show the world who you are and that you existed? And listen, like, I know that this kind of sounds morbid, right? You know, we're essentially planning our death here. We know that one day we are going to pass. So what can we do today to prove that we existed? And that's what I'm talking about, because we can make a real change with images. And you have to figure out how you can do that and the voice that you have to tell the stories that you want to tell. All right. That is essentially what I think is our purpose in life. And that just came out of my mouth. I didn't didn't plan that, did nothing. Figuring out how we can leave some sort of mark on this world to make it a better place for us as photographers through the stories that we're telling or capturing or documenting. Putting those out in the world and giving them to others to enjoy. I think that's it. I think that we just figured out the purpose of life, to make the world a better place through the stories that we tell with our cameras. Wow.
There are two ways to bring home more money with your photography business. You either get more clients or you spend less of the money that you make. CloudSpot Studio helps you keep more of what you earn. With the lowest payment processing fees in the industry, the average photographer will save $300 annually. And that's just more money to invest in essential gear like a new flash or a sweet camera bag. You know, one that is perfect for storing all of the wedding day snacks that you can pack. But it's not just about savings. CloudSpot Studio is designed to streamline your workflow. Easily organize shoots, send contracts, questionnaires, invoices, and you're really going to enjoy the hassle-free payments. So sign up for a free CloudSpot account at deliverphotos.com. And as a bonus, you're going to get access to my exclusive wedding and portrait contracts and questionnaires at no additional cost. Why let fees chip away at your profits? Empower your photo journey with CloudSpot and watch your business soar.
Man, I wasn't expecting that, but that was good. That was good. I would love to hear your thoughts on that. For real. This is, you know, am I off base? Am I off base here? But all of this starts, once again, with being in the right mindset, with us knowing deep down that we are artists. And again, this doesn't mean that you have to wear a beret. This doesn't mean that you have to, you know, have that. You don't have to neglect your entire everything else in your life, all of your responsibilities to only focus on your art. You know, it's nothing like that. It's not like the, you know, the French art school. Maybe that you're thinking, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just thinking of, you know, the French art school student or, you know, whatever, when I think of artists. But we can be artistic every day in everything that we do. But part of that is not just doing the art itself. Again, a big part of that is sharing your art. Because I don't think that art can exist in a vacuum. I don't think that if we can find meaning in things that we create based on how we feel. But I don't think that that is a form of art, because it can't be shared with others. And I think that art is a form of community. I think that art is meant to bring people together. And if we simply create things from the world around us by telling the stories that we want to tell and then lock them up in a trunk, we're not doing the world any good. So we need to share our photos. And that is where community comes in, because it builds community. Photography is going to build community. We can be a part of photography communities. And then we can better each other. We can learn how to take better photos. We can get inspiration to learn how to express ourselves differently. If you're on Facebook and you are not a part of the MagMod community, which, you know, maybe you don't even know a MagMod, you know, that's fine. MagMod is for those who don't know, it's a flash modifiers, right? So you have a flash, and it's like a magnet. It's like a rubbery magnet that you put on top of the flash, and then suddenly you can change different aspects of the light based on accessories that MagMod accessories that you put on to the flash. And this isn't an ad for MagMod or anything like that, but they have a community on Facebook of photographers who use MagMod products that blow me away. They blow me away. Some of the world's best photographers are in this group. Some of just the way that they use light as a language to tell a story blow me away. And when somebody posts like a behind the scenes type photo and you're like, oh, somebody's in, you know, I don't know, a church basement, you know, no windows, no nothing like that. How good could these photos be? And then they show the finished product by using language that they have, you know, the language of light that they use and transform through their magmod accessories blows me away. And it makes me look at the way that I go to weddings and tell stories at weddings totally different. And even if I, because, you know, again, I think every photographer in that group is better than me. But when I look at those images, it gets me excited to try something new. I strive to be able to tell a story with light in the same way that they can. And that is what we need. You know, but we need it. We need a place to be able to see images from others, see who they are as people and the images that they create. Because if we just see photo after photo after photo after photo, and we don't see the photographers taking these photos, then the photography almost means nothing. It almost means nothing. If we don't, it's a two-part process. As photographers, I believe that we are more visual people, right? We get in more information from visual clues. And if I can see a photo and I can see you, I know more about you as a person. If I can see you and I can see your photo, I know more about your photo. I understand more about it. If I just, you know, go on Instagram and just scroll, look at this, look at that, beautiful photo, that one's nice, that one's cool, they don't mean anything. Because, you know, what's the phrase I'm looking for? You know, we lightning can strike at any moment, right? We might not have the technical abilities. We might not have all of the knowledge of photography. But every once in a while, you get a pretty darn good photo that you are proud of, you know? And if I can see your body of work and I can see that photo, wow, look at the progression here. I can see what it is that you're trying to tell in that photo throughout all of these photos. But if I just see that one image, you know, that is just gold and all of your other photos are still works in progress, that doesn't tell me anything about who you are as a photographer and where you want to go. So having a place to share, which I believe is the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook community, having a place to share is going to be so important for you as a photographer here in 2021. Having a place to share your work and not have to worry about being judged on, you know, the quality of your photos because you are so new in your journey is something that, you know, so many members of the group have said is unheard of, is not found anywhere else on the internet. And it's because I understand where you're at as a new photographer and the struggles that you are facing and the fears that you have in sharing your work. But I also know, being where I am as a photographer, being a professional photographer, the power of sharing your work, getting constructive criticism, right? Getting that feedback on your work on how you can grow is going to be so, so, so important. And on top of that, here in 2021, super excited about this. Today is, it's Tuesday, which means that yesterday... This is so weird thinking about in the past, but it's also in the future. Like, I'm in the past from when you're listening to this, but I'm thinking about the future, which is where you're at. And then now I'm also thinking to the day before, which is when I posted a video. So every Monday this year in 2021, I'm going to be posting short, bite-sized photography tips, tricks, and information in the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group, right? Free group. Come on in and join. And I'm calling these Photo Minute Mondays. I had the idea that every, you know, video would just be a minute long, but now that I've made several, it's maybe it's 2 minutes, maybe it's 3 minutes, you know, whatever it is, it's short, bite-sized clips. And some days, you know, some weeks, these Photo Minute Mondays are going to be very technical, and it's going to show you exactly how to do one specific thing on your camera. Other weeks, it's going to be theoretical and how to see what is happening in front of your camera when it comes to things like composition or light or telling a story of what is photography, which is what I posted yesterday. So if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it yet, join the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group and start watching these Photo Minute Mondays. Yesterday's was, what is photography? What is it? Why is it important to us? And I think I just broke it down here in this podcast. But going forward, Every Monday this year, I'm going to post a new video. I got them all planned out. And my hope is that by the end of the year, not only will you have a better understanding of why photography is important and why you're actually doing this, like why you're capturing these things, but also how. So you're going to become a better photographer. You're going to become a more competent photographer. All by just watching these short clips that I'll be posting every Monday in the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group. Some weeks we're going to have challenges because, once again, I know the importance of taking a photo and then sharing that photo. Why you need to share that photo. So that somebody can tell you how you can make that photo better. And I don't mean how you can change your voice, right? But there are simple things that we can do to make a photo less distracting. There are simple things that we can do to have a better exposure. There are simple things that we can do to compose a photo better. And that is where sharing your work is going to come in. And I invite you to come in and join the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group to be able to do that. That is what is going to make us a better photographer in 2021. I take that back. Here's what is going to make us a better photographer in 2021. One, saying it out loud, saying, I am Raymond. I am a photographer. I am Raymond. I am an artist. I am Raymond. I create. I am a creative. Tell yourself those things. For real, tell yourself those things right now in the car. Let's say it all together. Come on, everybody. Come on. We are artists. I am Raymond. I am a photographer. I screwed that up. I am Raymond. I am an artist. I create. And so that's number one. I am Raymond. I am an artist. Number two, understanding that art is not meant to be hidden. Sharing your work. And to share your work, you need a community. If you are not in a place to create a community, then you need to join a community. And that is what the Beginner Photography Podcast Facebook group is all about. Coming together, understanding that everybody is in a different point in their photography journey, and being okay with that and accepting that and being able to provide help based on that, that is non-judgmental. It's a safe place to share your photos. And then last, continuing your education this year by taking place of the Photo Minute Mondays and the videos and the education and the challenges that I'll be posting every single Monday in 2021. All geared to help you become a better photographer. So that is it. Those are the ways that we are going to become better as photographers in 2021. I got to say that I am so excited for this year. And I know that I said that last year as well. And, you know, everything kind of went to garbage, but that's okay. That's okay, because if we just, you know, imagine that everything is going to fall apart and, you know, it's not going to get any better, then we're not going to get better. We're not going to have any reason to become better at what it is that we do. So having some, you know, sort of hope for the future, having some sort of plan that everything is going to go perfectly is what we need to continue to move forward. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope that it was inspiring. I hope that you gained something out of it. And I hope that in 2021, you stick around. Come join the group. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you can get these episodes and interviews with world-class photographers every single week. And I know that I talked a lot about Mark Silber and his book Create today. So with that being said, if you're interested in that book, just wait until next week because we got a pretty, pretty interesting interview lined up for you. All right. That's it for this week. Until next week, you know, get out, just shoot, you know, shoot, share, come join the community of the Beginner Photography Podcast. Stay safe. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Photography Podcast. If you enjoy the show, consider leaving a review in iTunes. Keep shooting, and we'll see you next week.